Graham, was it tough in any way to bring the boys back down to earth after Saturday?
No, not at all. I wouldn't have wanted to have brought them back down to earth, if I'm honest. I think they'd have looked at the fixture in advance and thought this is going to be a tough one. Big home crowd, big club, in great form. It was going to be a fantastic performance that was required to win there. And a performance from a maturing side, a growing side, an evolving side. And they put that performance in, and I think they've got every right to take the confidence from that and go forward, you know, knowing that they're capable of winning those big games. And if you're going to do big things in this league, you have to win those big games.
Great news that young Samuelson is signed till the end of the season after that goal at the weekend.
Well, good news that he signed to the end of the season, irrespective of the goal at the weekend. We know the ability that he's got. We know once he settles down what he's going to bring to the table. He's had a couple of starts at the moment. He's been more effective off the bench. But we know that Martin's going to go on and have a fabulous career. And it's good to have him, you know, here settled for the rest of the season, knowing that we can expect to see much more of what we saw last weekend.
And I think you had a sit-down with Barry and the chairman on Monday to discuss the January transfer window. Was it productive?
Of course. Three very opinionated people. And when you put three of us together, it takes a long time to get all those opinions out and all those opinions discussed. But it's always a good laugh. It's always very productive. And, you know, we're in a good place.
The chairman mentioned in the week that it might be a case of just waiting to see in terms of incoming business, because obviously there's a lot of interest in your players, and you might just have to wait and see who goes before you know exactly which targets you can move for.
Let's be honest, the squad that we've got here is fantastic. And there's a chance that, you know, players may depart for their career reasons. I mean, I hear a lot about, you know, wanting to hold the squad together and want to keep what we've got together. But you've got to remember that when we recruit, you know, part of the promise we make to people is that we will give them the chance to go on and further their careers. And everybody knows when they join Peterborough that Peterborough is a club that will keep that promise. They'll never be mugged off. The club wants the value for the player. But at the same time, you know, the club is a club that will let players go on and fulfil their potential and achieve their dreams. So that's a really good thing about this club. It's why so many good players want to come and join it. It's not just the development, it's also the fact that we do let them move on. So you know when you go into a window, your best players are likely to get snapped up. If they do get snapped up, then you need to be ready with recruits. So we're ready on both fronts. You know, we're anticipating what might happen and we're ready to recruit where we need to.
Have you had some encouraging news on Bostwick this week with regards to his injury?
Yeah, encouraging as it can get. I mean, I doubt he'll be available for the weekend, but certainly his scan was much cleaner than we thought it would be. And his expectation is that he may make next weekend. So, 3 weeks rather than potentially 3 months is very positive.
And you talked about the strength of the squad earlier, and you look when you've got Bostwick back, you look at the back line. You've got Addison, of course, and Baldwin coming back. You've got Santos, so many good options.
Yeah, stuff happens in football, though. You know, it's very rare that you've got your full squad available. People just now were saying, well, what are you going to do in midfield? You've got Anderson, you've got... Anderson's not there anymore. What are you going to do at the back when Baldwin's back? Bostwick's not there anymore. So stuff happens. Your squad's there for a reason. And it's important that you've got that strength in depth so that when one bit of quality drops out, one bit of quality can come in.
Is Cozzy back training with you?
Yeah, he's been back out there this week. His foot's a little bit sore, but he's got through the work. He's trained every day and he's looking bright.
And I suppose it's one where the foot may have healed, but it obviously will take him time to get up to speed fitness-wise. Is that fair?
Yeah, he's told me that this morning out there. He said, you know, I'm aching and I'm paining and, you know, the foot's a little bit sore and I might not be well. I said, so you're ready for the weekend then? He said, oh, I guess I'll have to be, yeah.
Well, that's good news. Of course, you mentioned it there, with Elder out, Cozzy becomes all the more important when he's back and fit.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, in the meantime, we've only got Laurie to depend upon.
Yeah, which isn't a bad option either.